Hey there, Patriots. I hope you're having a great day. I am Melissa Redpill the World with the Freedom Force Battalion. If you're new here, welcome. And if you're not new here, welcome. We're just going to have a great time. This is going to be a short three-part series. I put out some questions on my Freedom Force Battalion yesterday. If you don't know what I'm talking about, this is the website, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. We always look at how this is biblical. And here is the social media right here. And I put out on Telegram yesterday if anyone had any questions. And so I want to answer three quick questions. And I'm going to try to make this video short. I'm going to try to do three short videos. Okay, so the first one is going to be about Nebuchadnezzar and the prophecy that they're like, there's no way in the world that we could have had this happen. You know, that they prophesied this, the Lord prophesied this, well, what, 3,500 years ago. There's no way that this could happen. No one would know what was going to happen 35 years into the future. Anyway, so I want to show you why I believe, why we know that the word of God is true and we can count on it. The other thing is rapture. People keep asking me about rapture, and I have done several videos on that. That's going to be the second one. And then I'm going to talk about Gog and Magog. And you might be like, what's that about? Well, it's important because they left that completely out. And so, okay, here we go. First one. One of the things I want you guys to see is that the Lord has told us in his word, he's given us different signs. And one of the things is the sign in the heavens that you guys have seen many, many times. For those of you who are new, this was the sign of the Son of Man. The Lord Jesus told us to watch for, just like the wise men were watching for the Bethlehem star. So there, how in the world could this have happened that John knew about this sign? 2,000 years ago, there appeared a woman, a great wonder in heaven. This is the sun and the stars, and this wonder in heaven, a miracle. The woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, 12 stars on her head. She was in labor to be delivered, okay? So this only happens one time. There are others that are close, but not the exact sign that we see right here in Revelation chapter 12. So, you know, if you've been hearing, and I have too, oh, the Bible's been manipulated and it's not true, and you can't count on the Bible. Well, let me just tell you something. There's one clear evidence, and I'm going to show you more, but there's clear evidence that yes, the word of God is true. Have they maybe, you know, tweaked a word here or tweaked a word there? Maybe. Have they maybe left out some things? Okay, fine. Maybe some people have done something, but they can't, unfortunately for us, unfortunately for them, they could not change it that dramatically where it changes the import, changes the teaching of the word of God. The Lord didn't allow them to do that. Okay. This was what was recorded 2,000 years ago. And this is the kickoff basically to the Great Awakening, which really happened just like very, very quickly after that. We started getting posts on the board that really helped us to piece all of this together. And humanity began to wake up in just in mass. This is the Great Awakening that the Lord told us about. As I've told you about from Ezekiel, where the dead dry bones are coming back to life. This was prophesied that this day would come and that we would then cast out our enemies. And that is what 99.9% of the church does not realize, because they're unfortunately brainwashed, having been led to believe that we're going to escape Earth and the beast will appear after that. I'm going to talk about that on the second video. But anyway, this is one of the things I want you to see. I'm going to talk a lot about this in the video series. In this series, hang on. Okay, here we go. It's coming. All right, finally. It's really small, but I'll make it a little bit bigger if I can. This is the book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. I go into all of this detail here in one place in the book. Or if you wanted to, you can go on here and you can watch like 600 videos where I have a biblical playlist. I have the biblical astronomy playlist. I have all these playlists that show this is biblical. Literally, that's what I'm underneath me. I've got literally, it really, really is. Okay, so if you look at the book, though, it's on there for $7.99, the paperback. The ebook is $2.99, okay? And so you can see, I don't know why it didn't want to get bigger for me, but there it goes. Anyway, so yeah, I break it down in this book so that you can, you know, have it all in one place. And I think you can if when you look inside, you can see the table of contents. You can also see several chapters, so you can kind of get an idea of what I'm doing. All right, so I'll end this book. I also go into Nebuchadnezzar's statue. You may have never heard of this before, but remember Daniel, the famous story of Daniel in the lion's den. He was the king had told him about this dream he had had, where there was this statue, the head of gold, the breast of silver, the thighs of brass, the legs of iron, the feet of clay. And he had seen this statue, and it upset him enough that he says, I want to find out what does this mean? Because at the end of the vision in his dream, this big stone came and basically hit the feet and knocked the whole thing and the whole thing crumbled. Whole thing came to crumble. It just went to crumbles. Okay, so Daniel was able to decode that dream for him. And we have the recording of that. And that's exactly what we've seen. Seriously, it was like, this has got to be like 3,500 years ago. Okay, when Daniel was in Babylon. And so basically he decoded it. I'm going to read it to you from Daniel chapter 2, where there's the head of gold, the breast of silver, the bronze Greek empire there. Maybe I go back. The golden empire was the Babylonian empire. The silver was the Medo-Persian empire, the Medes and the Persians. Then the Greek empire was the bronze, the abdomen. And then the iron is the Roman empire. So you can see it's getting weaker and weaker as time goes on, as far as their ability to control humanity, because we are getting stronger. That's the point, is that humanity is getting, you may think, we don't look that strong. Believers are all over the world. Remember how our Lord Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel and baptize them and teach them everything I've told you. So basically that after 2000 years, when he would return, that they would be able to rise into these positions to rule and reign with him. That's the whole overarching plan that basically you see in this statue. Okay, so this stone is, of course, it's Christ. The rock is Christ, but also we along with him, fighting alongside him, which is so cool. And then as it says, iron and clay, modern powers, which what they didn't say here, but that's the new world order cabal. That's the final beast. And that is what we're taking out now. And unfortunately, most people don't realize that. They think that the beast will appear after we escape and that we're going to, like I said, I'll talk about that on the next video, but that's one of the main reasons, one of the main ways that they deceived us and caused us to stand down, because they're like, we'll never know where the beast is because they won't appear. What a good deception. I go into like 14 deceptions when I talk about this in the book, that to come out of the deception so that you can see the truth of Revelation clearly. Okay. So that's just the reality, is they've controlled the narrative in the church a lot. So, but the truth of the Bible is there for us. Okay, so here is the passage in Daniel chapter 2 for us to peek at. There was a dream. I will tell you the king what it means. Your majesty, you are the greatest of kings. The God of heaven has given you sovereignty, power, strength, and honor. He has made you the ruler over all the inhabited world and has put even the wild animals and birds under your control. You are the head of gold. Okay, so right here, back to this. Okay, so that is Nebuchadnezzar. He's the head of gold that was in this dream that Daniel is interpreting. But after your kingdom comes to an end, another kingdom inferior to yours will rise to take your place. After that kingdom has fallen, yet a third kingdom, represented by bronze, will rise to rule the world. Following that kingdom, there will be a fourth one as strong as iron. Okay, so again, he's going through each of the kingdoms, as sure as the world. That's exactly what we've seen. It's moved from one kingdom to the next, and they have gotten progressively weaker as far as controlling humanity because we have become stronger. Okay, so that kingdom will smash and crush all previous empires, just as iron smashes and crushes everything it strikes, right? The Roman Empire has just been crushing. And then the feet and toes you saw were a combination of iron and baked clay, showing that the kingdom will be divided. It's not going to be a world empire. Nebuchadnezzar ruled all the known world, Okay, same thing with the Persian Empire, same thing with the Greek Empire, same thing with the Roman Empire. All these empires ruled the world, but now this has been fractured, okay? But we know that basically the New World Order has infiltrated all those separate nations so that they would be able to control those nations, okay? But again, it has been ostensibly separate. Okay. While some parts of it will be strong as iron, other parts will be weak as clay. Surprisingly, just so you know, of all countries, Bangladesh has refused to do the jab. Only 20% are jabbed there. And so that shows you right there that some of them just refuse to acquiesce to the New World Order. Good job. And they have extremely low COVID rates. Good job, Bangladesh, or Bangladesh, whatever. Anyway, so while some of those parts of it will be as strong as iron, other parts will be as weak as clay. That mixture of iron and clay also shows that these kingdoms will try to strengthen themselves by forming alliances with each other through intermarriage, but they will not hold together just as iron and clay do not mix. They were trying, the New World Order was trying to get everybody to stick together and all in lockstep to work together to destroy humanity, but they're not going to be successful. Verse 44, during the reigns of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed or conquered. It will crush all these kingdoms into nothingness, and it will stand forever. This is where we are in humanity. Everybody, I will say this is one thing that they have been able to agree on. Everybody realizes that we are at the toes. Everybody that you talk to pretty much agrees. We are at the toes in this statue, okay? We're down to it. And that's why they've all been saying that the return of Christ is imminent, okay? This is the meaning of the rock cut from the mountain, though not by human hands, that crushed to pieces the statue of iron, bronze, clay, silver, and gold. The great God was showing the king what will happen in the future. The dream is true and its meaning is certain. That's the interpretation that Daniel gave to Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And I just want to remind you in verse 44, during the reigns of those kings, those kingdoms, those empires, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed or conquered. That, my friends, is what's happening right now. This kingdom is being set up and he will reign forever and ever. Make no mistake about it. Just like I was playing on that song at the beginning. Do you see him? Do you see him setting up his kingdom? Do you see the people awakening all over the world because they have a touch from the Lord? And he is guiding us into all truth. And on the next video I do, I'm going to show you that the Holy Spirit held back this truth because we were not ready to fight. We were not ready to stand up, but now we are. We are going to crush all those other kingdoms, all those other empires into nothingness, into little crumbles. Our kingdom, his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As we've been moving toward that kingdom will stand forever. That's the meaning. And it's not by human hands. This is the Lord. This is not something that men have created, an empire that's made by humans. This is an empire made by the Lord himself. So, all right, that's it for this one. I know I went longer than I wanted to, but anyway, let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. Thank you for helping us to piece all of this together. Thank you for your promises and your word that are true. They're yay and amen. And even though men have tried to manipulate it, they have not been successful. Your word is true and your word, we can find the truth in there. You promised to guide us into all truth. Thank you for speaking to our hearts and helping us to understand, giving us your spirit so that we can piece this together. I pray for every one of our battalion. I pray for everyone to come out of the deception that has just permeated our society about what end times are about. And it's the end of them and not the end of us. And it's the beginning of 1,000 years of peace for us and your kingdom on this earth. We thank you that you are setting up this kingdom and where you will rule and we will rule with you in every place so that everything's run in a righteous way, in a way for health and wealth and peace on earth. We thank you. We pray all these things in your great name, Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I will see you on the next one in about 2 minutes. Bye. Hey, Patreon. countries. Isn't that awesome? Welcome. This is part two. If you missed part one, go back and watch. This is a question and answer that I was posed on the Freedom Force Battalion Telegram. If you're new here, I'm Melissa, Red Pill of the World. This is the freedomforce.live site. And so I put it on Telegram right here. Go join with us on Telegram and all of our social media, because I put out a question. I said, does anyone have any questions? Pretty much everything is answered in this book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. It's on Amazon for $2.99 ebook that you can share with your family and friends. But basically, I said, hey, if anyone has any questions, let me know. And really, every question on there was answered in the book. But anyway, I'll still go ahead and answer this. The first one was about this amazing statute, how we know that the Bible has not been able to be manipulated dramatically, because it's the signs are there. It's pointing us to exactly what is happening today. And that is specifically what's happening with these people all over the world are waking up, just like the Lord said. And that's what I want to point to you to on video two. We're going to talk about rapture. And we're also going to talk about this amazing promise that the Lord told us. It was very complicated. You're like, what is he talking about? And it wasn't clear, but now it is. It's very clear now what is happening. Because now we didn't know what we didn't know. We didn't know what the awakening was going to look like. We didn't know that we were in the dark about what was going on. We didn't realize that what was going on underneath our noses. But look at this promise in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Don't you remember that I told you all about this when I was with you? And you know, this is Paul talking to the people of Thessalonica. And he says, you know what's holding him back, for he can be revealed only when his time comes. For this lawlessness is already at work secretly, and it will remain secret until the one who is holding it back steps out of the way. Who is holding this truth back? I believe it's the Holy Spirit was holding this back. We were not ready as humanity to rise up against them. And you know how it is. Now that we know this truth, wild horses can't stop us from fighting these people. And now look what's happening. These people are rising up all over the world. I posted yesterday on Telegram, Rome, Spain, Paris, Melbourne, Australia. I mean, all over the world, people are rising up and saying, no, we're not going to take it anymore. And that's what it's talking about here, that the Holy Spirit has awakened us so we would know what they're doing. And this lawlessness, it was done in these secret societies, these secret groups that work, and they think, they say, they act like they're for our benefit, and they're not. Not all the people who are in these groups realize that they're being used, but the ones at the top know that this is the worldwide cabal, and they've made a very, very, very bad choice, and that's how they become wealthy and powerful and all of that. Anyway, they have been able to do this horrible thing. Look in verse 9. This man will come to do the work of Satan with counterfeit power and signs. Oh, maybe back up. I forgot to read the best part. Verse 8. Then the man of lawlessness will be revealed. The man of lawless. Who is lawless? Is this cabal, this anti-Christ, anti-love, anti-justice, anti-freedom, anti-family, all that. This lawlessness, okay, we know that's the cabal. They have been revealed. They've already been revealed. But the Lord will slay him with the breath of his mouth and destroy him by the splendor of his coming. Yea, the Lord is right now destroying them with the fire in his eyes and the sword in his mouth. No doubt he's destroying them day after day after day, because they're being exposed for all the world to see. We didn't know how evil the mainstream media was, the enemy of the people. We didn't know all the evil things that they were doing to us. We thought that the medical community was working for our good, and we realize now that they're not. All of this is being used. We thought the elections were free and fair. And we realize, no, they're not. This man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, the worldwide cabal, mafia cabal, this new world order, they're all the same under a different name. Antichrist, man of lawlessness, man of perdition, new world order, mafia cabal, whatever, Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, they're all the same. They have come to do the work of Satan with counterfeit power and signs and miracles, verse 9. And he will use every kind of evil deception to fool those who are on their way to destruction, because they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. Now, this was one of the questions that people had on the telegram. They said, well, these people who've taken the shot, is there any hope for them? Of course, the Lord is not angry with them for taking a shot. What this is talking about, these ones who have been deceived and fooled and they are on their way to destruction. It's those who've joined knowingly in this evil scheme. The Lord is not punishing people who have been deceived, but he's going to punish the deceivers, the ones who've knowingly done this to humanity, to destroy humanity, and working for Satan. As it says in verse 9, they have come to do the work of Satan. Okay, very, very clear now. We realize who these people are and what they've been doing to us. So he's not punishing people who took a jab. That's not the mark. The mark of the beast is the mark of pure evil. I've got videos on that, so I'm not going to go into that right now. But God will cause them to be greatly deceived. They have been greatly deceived. And they will believe these lies, that they'll be rich and powerful and the gods of the world. That's a lie. They've believed a terrible lie, and they'll be condemned for enjoying evil rather than believing the truth. They thought that they would be the kings of the world and be able to do evil. Even if you believe that, you would not want to do it because that's not in your heart to do. Okay, so we are the 66%, the two-thirds of the angels that did not fall. We're the ones who stayed with God and said, we want to obey God. And these, it's not the exact about an exact number. It's symbolically the 33s are those who went with the devil to do his will. Okay, so now let's go into rapture. Now, rapture is talked about in three places, maybe more, but these are the three I'm going to talk about. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. And they made it out to be that we were going to escape earth and we would never know who the beast was until after we were gone out of here. That was deception. That was misdirection. That was intentionally to cause us to stand down and not look to identify the beast. The beast of Revelation is the Antichrist, New World Order, Mafia, Cabal. Okay, there's no doubt about it. And if whoever can get that piece of the puzzle, everything else falls right into place. These people worship Satan. When I found out on the cue boards that these people worship Satan, I'm like, oh yeah, this is Revelation. This is the beast of Revelation right here. And if people, I've heard lots of videos about just decoding, trying to decode Revelation. But if they don't recognize that the New World Order Cabal is the beast of Revelation, is the Antichrist, then they are way off the chart, way off the mark. If they recognize that, then they'll see that this is the day we're destroying them. Okay, but the Lord said, we who are still living when the Lord returns will not meet him ahead of those who have died. What he's talking about is they were worried that my family member died. They're not going to be part of the resurrection to get the new bodies. They've missed out on getting the new body that will never die. Uncle Harry, he's never going to get the new body. He's saying, don't worry. We're all going to get the new bodies at the same time. That's what the point of this whole passage is in 1 Thessalonians 4. He's talking about when this all will happen and what it's going to be like. He says, verse 16, I'm moving back up to 15. We who are still living when the Lord returns will not meet him ahead of those who've died. We will not get our bodies first and then they're still in the dirt in the ground. Okay. No, he says, we're all going to get the new bodies at the same time. The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a commanding shout and with the voice of the archangel. Listen to the commanding shout we're going to hear in each of these passages. And with the trumpet call of God, this blast of a trumpet, this loud shout. First, the believers who have already died will rise from their graves. They will get the new body that can never, never die. Okay, then together with them, we who are still alive and remain on earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And this will be with the Lord forever. So encourage each other with these words. Tell them not to freak out. The Lord is, we're all going to get this at the same time. We'll get the new heaven, the new earth, and the new bodies at the same time. That's the point. They use this to misdirect us about we're going to escape earth. That is not the truth. That is not true. Anyway, so back to, okay, the next passage, it talks about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. Let me say that again. 1 Corinthians 15:51. Let me reveal to you a wonderful secret, wonderful news. We will not all die, but we will all be transformed. Some people won't have died. But at some point, the Lord will say, this is the time, and look what's going to happen. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. Do you hear that? Just like it was saying here in 1 Thessalonians, the trumpet call of God, this loud shout, this commanding shout of a sound of a trumpet, this last trumpet will be blown. And when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever. Just like it said in 1 Thessalonians, those who have died will rise from their graves, right? Right here. Those who have died, let's see if I can get it to do right. Those who have died will rise from their graves. Those who have died will rise from their graves, just like it says in 1 Corinthians 15, that those who have died will rise to live forever. Okay? You see how these are parallel passages. Whenever someone pulls out one passage and says, makes a whole big superstructure of a teaching on it, you can go, something's fishy about that. Every time you have a teaching in God's word, it's in multiple places, parallel. And we who are living will be transformed too. Everybody's going to get this together. For our dying bodies will be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. You can't have a mortal body living in a new heaven and a new earth. You've got to have a new body that goes to live in the new heavens and the new earth. I'm going to show you that in Revelation. Then our dying bodies will have been transformed into bodies that will never die. And the scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where's your victory? Where's your sting, oh, death? Because everyone's going to have a new body that can never die. So death will be the loser, okay? So then I'm going to show you the third parallel passage. This is in Revelation chapter 21. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride beautifully adorned for her husband. So get this picture. You've got the earth, and it's new, and then the heavens, which is new, and they merge. They join together. They join together, heaven and earth merging, okay? That's what it's talking about here in Revelation 21. This is later. I'm going to, on my third video in this series, I'm going to go into what happens after the Battle of Armageddon, after the 1,000 years of peace. We'll have this other battle called Gog and Magog, but I'll talk about that in the next video. Verse 3, I heard a loud shout. Y'all hear that? Loud shout again. Y'all hear that? This is one of the clues. You know, these are parallel passages. 1 Corinthians 15 talked about this loud, loud shout. It will all happen. Let's see what it says in verse. Where was it? The last trumpet sound, the trumpet sounds, all of that, a loud shout. And then you've got 1 Thessalonians, this loud shout and a trumpet sound, all this big noise, like, da-da-da, this is happening now, right? All right. So Revelation 21, verse 3, I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever. This is because there's no more death, because you have these transformed bodies, incorruptible bodies, as it talks about, and that there will, because we'll live in this new heaven and a new earth. Okay, the next video I do, I'm going to show you when this is going to happen. Okay, this is not for now. This is like 1,000 years from now. So don't get in a big hurry. The thing is, it's not happening now. We're not escaping earth in a rapture. This is for later, and they misdirected us. There's no doubt about it. He told us to pray his kingdom. He made this beautiful garden. He said for us to take dominion of this garden. He says, pray his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He wants the earth to be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. If he was wanting us to just rapture out of here and go, and he could have done that long ago. We could have bypassed all this suffering. But what we're moving toward is heaven on earth. That's where we're headed. And that's why this is the truth. This is the truth that one day we'll get these new bodies, new heaven and new earth, all at the same time. With these three passages, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16 and 17, that whole passage right there, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 51, 52, that section right there, and then Revelation 21, that's the truth of rapture, and it's going to be wonderful. Rapture means joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's what we're going to experience, and that's coming. in 1,000 years, but it's coming. We're getting there. Okay, let's pray. Thank you again, Lord, for your promise. And that nothing can stop your word. Nothing can stop your promises from coming true. We thank you, Lord, that you are in control of everything. And that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. And that one day there will be no more death or crying. And it will be rapture. It will be glorious. It will be joy unspeakable and full of glory. New heaven, new earth, new bodies, incorruptible. And that no more beast, no more false prophet, no more Satan at all. We thank you that this promise is sure and it will come true. And Lord, we thank you that you're going to allow us to be part of what you're doing to rule and reign on earth. As you've told us to pray, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We give you praise, Lord, and thanks for what you are doing and allowing us to hunt and come to understand what really is going on and how we've been deceived. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys, love you. All right, don't forget, this is the book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. I go into it in detail there with all the pictures and all that. And you can also look at the videos here on the categories and search I searched rapture, and here are the different videos that I've done that you just come up when you type in the word rapture. So if you want more detail where I'm not going in such a hurry, I will, you can look at those there, plus so many other videos. Don't forget, join all of our social media, and definitely please check out our health pages, because this is where you can keep from getting the beast to destroy you. All right, guys, I will talk to you on the next video. Today, right now, what I'm going to talk about is the Gog and Magog battle. Now, I don't think I've told you guys lately, but I have a short little video that I posted about Revelation Made Simple, where I break it down. I think it's like 4 minutes, where I say, this is the order of what is supposed to, what the Bible teaches is happens in the very order. So we've had tribulation upon tribulation, all that they've done to our health, all they've done to our wealth, all of the enslavement of humanity. That is the tribulation. Don't think of it as a nuclear holocaust. Think of it as they've made us where we can't continue our the human race because they've destroyed our hormones, right? That type of thing, where it's just on and on and on, people eating out of dumpsters and the tyranny and all of that. Okay. So then we've had this great awakening, which we are experiencing. People are waking up more and more and more and more. And then we're fighting this battle of Armageddon. At the same time that more are waking up, we're fighting this battle of Armageddon, and everyone is joining in. We've seen people marching all around the world. They've had to censor us because they can't get us to shut up. And we're going to fight until we defeat them in this battle of Armageddon. It's not, again, like what they told us it was going to be. And then the millennial reign of Christ, the 1,000-year reign of Christ on earth, where there's going to be peace on earth, goodwill to men, where the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. And then after that, there's a Gog and Magog battle. That's what this video is about. This is a third short video in a series of three videos. This Gog and Magog battle, so why do we have to have another battle? Can't we just enjoy the peace? Well, the thing is, do you want to get to the point where there's no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, where Satan is destroyed forever? Okay, then we have to go through one more battle. But we have a reprieve. We have 1,000 years, so just don't worry. Okay, this is right now. Let's just get through Armageddon, okay? And then we have new heaven and new earth and new bodies, okay? I'm going to show you that. I showed you a little bit about that on the last video where I talked about what is coming with the new heaven and the new earth and the new bodies where I talked about rapture. But right now I want to bring up about the Gog and Magog battle. Okay. So here's where it's, we're wrapping up Armageddon, and then what ends up happening after that. This is in Revelation chapter 20. I saw an angel coming down from heaven with the key to the bottomless pit and a heavy chain in his hand. He seized the dragon, that old serpent, who is the devil, Satan, and bound him in chains for 1,000 years. The angel threw him into the bottomless pit, which he then shut and locked, so Satan could not deceive the nations anymore until the 1,000 years were finished. Ew, I hate that part, but that's again, we've got to get to the point where there's no more death and no more sorrow. We're just moving step by step incrementally to that point. Okay. Afterward, he must be released for a little while. Ew. But the good news is the beast and the false prophet will never come out again. But the Satan is released for a short time. Verse 4, I saw thrones and the people sitting on them who had been given the authority to judge. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their testimony about Jesus and for proclaiming the word of God. They had not worshiped the beast or his statue, nor accepted his mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life again and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Now, I don't know the exact interpretation of this. It would be so cool if people did get the first resurrection. I'll show you. Right. Well, let me just finish reading this portion. It says, this is the first resurrection, that some people actually do get a resurrection. Like they are the little first ones who get the sampling of this new body and the new heavens, like the new body that's incorruptible. Like I was reading to you in the last video on the Q&A on rapture. The rest of the dead did not come back to life until 1,000 years had ended. So why is he doing this? Let me look what he says. Verse 6, blessed and holy are those who share in this first resurrection. For them, the second death holds no power. In other words, they can never die. They're like superhumans. They're like superpowers. No one can kill them. And I'm thinking about, you know, wouldn't it be great if someone like JFK, you know, someone like that who's proven himself, Breitbart, proven themselves to be such valiant warriors, and that they would lead the people for this 1,000 years. That's what it says. I'm just, you tell me if you think I'm crazy. That's the only thing I can think of. These people they do not ever die, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him 1,000 years. They will be the ones that you can look up to and say, okay, what should we do? You'll be able to trust that they will rule righteously, that you can trust what they say, because so many of these people you've thought you could trust, clearly we could not, right? Anyways, but these have authority to judge. Okay, so there's the thing, that we're reigning for 1,000 years. That's the millennial kingdom of Christ on earth, and he will reign forever and ever. Then verse 7, when the 1,000 years comes to an end, Satan will be let out of his prison. He will go out to deceive the nations called Gog and Magog. I call it the Gog and Magog battle in every corner of the earth. Ew. He will gather them together for a battle, and a mighty army as numberless as sand along the seashore. And I saw them as they went up on the broad plain of the earth and surrounded God's people and the beloved city. But fire from heaven came down on the attacking armies and consumed them. So again, Satan comes out. He tries to destroy humanity, and they are completely wiped out this time. Then the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the fiery lake of burning sulfur, joining the beast and the false prophet, where they already are, right? There they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. All right. So, you know, this is a picture of what is going to happen in what we call the Gog and Magog battle. All right. So then it is also talked about in Ezekiel chapter 38. Someone had posed this question to me on that when I was on the Telegram. I had posted this on Telegram. There's my Telegram channel. Join with us there. And so I said, okay, let me answer that question, because it's very important to, if they don't ever talk about the Gog and Magog battle, if you don't know about the Gog and Magog battle, then you don't have the clear order in which things are supposed to happen or detailed to happen in God's word. Okay. Just as I had just read to you. All right. So here is Ezekiel 38. This basically, when you think of Gog and Magog, think of Satan. Okay. And all of his demons who work along with him. And I think that's really what it's talking about, though those are numberless as the sand of the seashore. This is another message that came to me from the Lord. Son of man, turn and face Gog of the land of Magog, the prince who rules over the nations of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. Again, prophesying over Satan, okay? That they rule over these evil empires. And don't think of a nation like what we think of. Think of just this secret society, okay? That's probably not the best way to think of it. think of just demons, okay? Okay, that they rule over these demons who are his minions, okay? Because at this point, when Gog and Magog battle comes up, really, there's no more of these, the beast and false prophet. But anyway, give him this message from the sovereign Lord, Gog, I am your enemy. I will turn you around and put hooks in your jaws to lead you out with your whole army, again, of demons. your horses, your charioteers in full armor and a great horde armed with shields and swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya will join you too with all their weapons. Gomer and all its armies will also join you along with the armies of Beth Togarma from the distant north and many others. Get ready, be prepared, keep all the armies around you mobilized and take command of them. A long time from now, you will be called into action. In the distant future, you will swoop down on the land of Israel, which will be enjoying peace after recovering from war and after its people have returned from many lands to the mountains of the Lord of Israel. You and your allies, a vast and awesome army, will roll down on them like a storm and cover the land with cloud. So this is talking about these demons who will not stop trying to destroy God's people. They just won't stop. Even after it says here, we're enjoying peace after recovering from war. Do this after recovering from this war of Armageddon. We will have won this war. We will be enjoying a peace for on earth for 1,000 years, still enjoying that peace, recovering from the war, and everyone will have returned to their land. Everyone will be have their money restored to them, everything restored. But the enemy will come down after 1,000 years, will roll down on us like a cloud. Okay, this is what the sovereign Lord says. At that time, evil thoughts will come into your mind and you will devise a wicked scheme. You will say Israel is an unprotected land filled with unwalled villages. I will march against her and destroy these people who live in such confidence. Imagine this, for 1,000 years, no wars, everybody at peace, financially fine, health, all that. And Satan is like, hates it. And he's like, I've got to go find a way to destroy him. He'll come up with some wicked scheme. I will go to the formerly desolate cities that are now filled with people who've returned from exile in many nations after this battle of Armageddon. And they're all there and happy. I'll capture vast amounts of plunder, for the people are rich with livestock and other possessions now. I've taken everything from them, and now they'll be wealthy, just like I've talked about before, that all the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous, and all this, that we'll live as long as trees, as I've read to you from Isaiah 65. They think the whole world revolves around them, Satan says, but Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish will ask, do you really think the armies you've gathered can rob them of silver and gold? Do you think you can drive away their livestock and seize their goods and carry off the plunder? Therefore, son of man, prophesy against Gog. Give him this message from the sovereign Lord. When my people are living in peace in their land, then you will rouse yourself. You will come from your homeland in the distant north with a vast cavalry and your mighty army, and you will attack my people Israel, covering their land with a cloud. At that time, in the distant future, I will bring you against my land as everyone watches, and my holiness will be displayed by what happens to you, Gog. Then all the nations will know that I am the Lord. The Lord alone is able to destroy Satan. That's what's going to happen. This is what the sovereign Lord asks. Are you the one I was talking about long ago when I announced through Israel's prophets that in the future I would bring you against my people? But this is what the sovereign Lord says. When Gog invades the land of Israel, my fury will boil over. In my jealousy and blazing anger, I'll promise a mighty shaking in the land of Israel on that day. All living things, the fish in the sea, the birds of the sky, the animals of the field, the small animals that scurry along the ground, and all the people on the earth will quake in terror at my presence. Mountains will be thrown down, cliffs will crumble, walls will fall to the earth. I will summon the sword against you on all the hills of Israel, says the sovereign Lord. Your men will turn their swords against each other. I will punish you and your armies with disease and bloodshed. I will send torrential rain, hailstones, fire, and burning sulfur. In that way, I will show my greatness and holiness. I will make myself known to all the nations of the world. Then they will know that I am the Lord. There you go. The Lord is going to destroy Satan and all of his minions. And it reminds me very much of Elijah when he was up on that mountain and the fire blasted down from heaven and everyone was scared to pieces. But they knew once it was over that the Lord had rescued them, that this was the Lord had done this. So this again is the Gog and Magog battle. This is again after the 1,000 years of peace, as it clearly said there in Ezekiel 38. So we have the tribulation, which please don't tell me we haven't had tribulation. Please, please, please don't tell me that. I will scream because maybe you haven't, maybe you don't even realize, but we have had tribulation upon tribulation that is if we don't get rescued now, humanity is toast because we can't even continue making babies. I mean, it's that serious. The Great Awakening, which we've experienced. Maybe some of your family members have not, but likely if you're here, you're listening to this message, it's because the Lord tapped you on the shoulder and woke you up and you began to research and realize what was going on. That's that Great Awakening. And people all over the world, the Lord has awakened people all over the world, millions of people all over the world. I think the number in the Word of God is like 200 million, which sounds like a big number. But when you compare it to the billions in humanity, it's a small number to fight against the beast. And then this Armageddon battle where we're destroying them, we're exposing them, and we're fighting against them. Everyone with just as the Lord is directing each one of us, we're marching in lockstep, none of us getting in each other's way, just as it says in Joel chapter 2. And then the millennial kingdom of Christ, where his kingdom will reign on earth for 1,000 years. And then the Gog and Magog battle. Okay, you see that again, the Gog and Magog battle, where the enemy will again make a wicked scheme. Satan will try to destroy humanity, and he's loose for this battle. And then, as it said in Ezekiel 38, he will be destroyed overwhelmingly by the Lord. And then we will have new bodies and new heaven and new earth, as it talks about here in right after that passage, right here, where they're thrown into the fire. Okay. And then let me go back to 21 here. It was saying chapter 21, super quick. It says that at that point that there will, this loud shout, look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever. That is what we're headed to, people. That's where we're going. But that's the Gog and Magog battle. I hope that was helpful. Let's pray. Again, thank you, Lord. You're helping us to piece this together. Without you, we could never even begin to understand. But we thank you that just according to your word, it is happening. Your word is true. As your word says, even if everybody else is a liar, you are true. And really no one was able, you did not allow them to tamper with your word to any extent. We are able to find the truth in there. And especially because your spirit is guiding us into all truth. We thank you, Lord, that we don't have to worry about the Gog and Magog battle right now. Just help us get through this Armageddon one right now, but also to see where you are leading humanity, where there's going to be not only peace on earth, not only just for 1,000 years, but that we will have death will be conquered and Satan will be conquered, because you alone are the Lord and able to do these great things. We praise you, Lord. We thank you. We trust you. And I just pray your blessings on all of my battalion. I pray you'd help us to have your peace in our hearts, no matter what's going on. I pray you protect us. I pray you provide for us all, that you would just see us through and guide us every step of the way. We pray all these things in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I will talk to you later. And just don't forget to join with me on freedomforce.live. Join with me on the Freedom Force Battalion. And if you have any other questions about the book, yeah, I would be encouraged to read it first and then come back on Telegram and ask me whatever you need to know. All right. Love you guys. Bye.